Tombstoners, and welcome back to another thrilling episode of
High on Horror.
There it is. This is our long-awaited return. We are finally back in the studio, in our individual casas, if you will. We've been on a bit of a hiatus recording-wise. You might hear some episodes before and after this that were previously recorded, but we are finally back after months of not recording. I'm Josh. I'm joined by Miles. Hi, buddy.
Hello.
We are Chrisless. The show's changing up a little bit. Chris is going to be MIA most of the time now because of his upcoming nuptials. But we are going to keep this show a rockin'. So today just happens to be St. Patrick's Day, and we are going to change the format up a little bit and bring you a commentary for the tiny horror, the original Leprechaun from, I believe, 1991, starring Warwick Davis and, surprisingly, Jennifer Aniston.
Her breakout role.
Yeah, right, like right before she got Friends, she did this horror movie. But yeah, I mean, we have a lot to say, but we will just get right into it so we can talk about everything else we want to in the show and whatnot while we're doing it. We are watching this on Peacock. It is streaming a couple other places like Hulu if you have some sort of premium subscription to, I'm assuming, Peacock. Everything's attached these days. But we are paused at the 0 second mark. We'll do a countdown, and on three, we'll press play. You ready, buddy?
Let's do it.
One, two, three, play. There we go.
So this Lionsgate intro is definitely way newer than this movie is.
Yeah, they'll do that once in a while. I'm sure this is a rip from some sort of remastered DVD they put out.
Probably.
Because this is original Saw series Lionsgate intro with the gears and such.
I used to say to myself, I'm going to watch every Lionsgate movie. Well, they've been going since the early 90s, clearly, so that would be very difficult.
Look at this. No suspense, no build-up at all. The first thing you see is the leprechaun. Don't work the shaft at all. Just go right to swallowing the whole thing there, Lionsgate.
And he's at the end of the rainbow immediately. You'd think that would be like a superpower or something, but nope. He just likes to touch coins.
See, Lionsgate must have like acquired the rights to this after, like bought the library or something, because I don't think Lionsgate existed.
You don't think
in the
so?
Early 90s, no.
I remember like they had an old logo that was like a star that turned into the lion constellation.
Yeah, but I didn't see Lionsgate listed at the beginning of this, unless it was when I was obsessed with the fact we were already seeing Leprechaun.
No, you're right. We haven't gotten it yet.
Leprechaun just slides right onto the screen like this is some sort of late 80s comedy movie.
And we're in an old school caddy. That's a way to show you that they're rich.
Yeah, some sort of limousine, but not a stretch. Oh,
holy shit!
Must be St. Patrick's Day for this man too. Just chugging that Jameson.
He just
hell yeah!
Chugged like fucking 8 shots of Jameson and started marching. His wife is amazed too.
He looks like some sort of fancy Colonel Sanders man, and his wife looks like that lady from the painting of the two farmers.
Yo, that wig is fucking atrocious on this dude.
He looks like, who's that reverend guy? You see his that meme of him all the time where it's like, I didn't say that and don't tell anybody I did. You know what I'm talking about?
I know who you're talking about. I've never seen the meme.
Yeah, who's that guy?
He's reverend.
He's definitely some sort of reverend.
He's a super church dude.
This man seems very fancy for... I mean, maybe he doesn't live in this house. Maybe I'm projecting that on him. Maybe this is not even his wife.
Daniel O'Grady is his name.
Yeah, the subtitles are doing nothing for me.
I don't have any subtitles.
He's clearly drunk, though. He's playing that off well. I'm going to also assume that everybody has an accent. We're gonna give Jennifer Aniston a thick Irish accent.
I used to own the box set of these movies, and oh, God. I assure you, not everybody in this movie has an accent.
They definitely don't get better.
No, they. I don't know. The one Leprechaun in the Hood is pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine that one does have to be pretty funny.
Leprechaun in Space, they pretty much set it up to cross over with Critters, and it never happens.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I feel like they're in the same universe.
I feel like this does look like it's filmed like Critters. Mm-hmm. It's definitely around the same time. I feel like people were always shocked that this didn't cross over with Child's Play.
Yeah, but he's too powerful to cross over with Chucky. Like, Chucky just kind of has a little bit of voodoo, body switching shit.
Yeah, I mean, what's he going to do, stab him? Like, stabbing the leprechaun doesn't kill him. That's why I think most horror franchises haven't crossed over. Like, Freddy and Jason just worked. Like, he's a zombie man and Freddy Krueger's supernatural. That goes together. Everybody else, you can't really cross them over. People are always like, oh, Michael Myers and Pinhead. I'm like, yeah, that works.
Right. Like,
a dude in a mask with a kitchen knife and a hell demon.
Oh, she's amazed by something. So, husband came in and said, we're rich, was part that
he
happened.
He stole the leprechaun's coins, yeah, his gold coins that he covets more than anything.
And now he has one of those bags from the Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. He's gonna open up a whole leprechaun world.
How did he get to space?
How does he get to space?
Yeah, like he snuck on a spaceship?
In space. He's like on a meteor. Like, I don't know if that's how they beat him in the last movie or what, but he just is on a meteor.
No, I have a good feeling that none of these movies are actually linked together. They just happen a new thing happens where a leprechaun pops up, but it's the same leprechaun.
I think the first one and the second one are pretty dependent on each other, but the third one, he goes to Las Vegas. Oh, no.
They're talking about sending Chucky to space on the show. The creator said, if people want to see him go to space, we'll send him to space. It's like, it's never been a good idea to send him to space. It's never worked. It's worked one time with Jason, and that definitely didn't work at the time. It took a while for the stoners to be like, yeah, we like this movie. Because Leprechaun went to space. Pinhead went to space.
Pinhead people is forget like that. An interdimensional alien.
Yeah, he's everywhere. You think he's not sex demon and people on Mars? Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, she's using his the leprechaun is using his wife's voice.
What do you think it was about Warwick Davis that really drove him home in this time period? Because he was in everything.
Because there was a big movement to get midgets as little scary people at the time.
Little people, Miles. You can't say midget.
Okay. Whatever. But anyway, little people. There's a big push to get little people in. And he had this policy where if he was going to be in a movie, that his like little coalition of little people had to be employed as well. So he was like providing jobs to everybody. Which is kind of cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Very weird plot point in this film is that the leprechaun, his weakness is four-leaf clovers.
I don't even remember that.
You think that would be his bread. I mean, this man's holding up a four-leaf clover like it's goddamn crucifix to a vampire. Like, you think that would be his bread and butter. You think that would give him super strength or something.
Yeah, why doesn't he have it in his hat? Like,
he should be burning four-leaf clovers into people's skulls.
I should have killed you when I got you in Ireland.
It's weird we don't have more famous leprechauns. It's really just this one and Lucky from the Lucky Charms box.
Do you think that there's more of them in Ireland that are, like, popular that just aren't popular here because this is a not holiday here, really?
He just shot him and picked up his unconscious body. and put them in a box. Are there more? I'd say there's probably less. I feel like Irish people might find it very offensive that we're like, yeah, leprechauns.
Maybe. I saw a movie. I don't remember exactly what it is. There's a movie on Shudder that they're like lawn gnomes, but they're a lot more like leprechauns than they are like lawn gnomes.
Oh, really? He just put the four-leaf clover on top of the box, and yep. That's going to keep... Look at this. In real time. this is an older style of filmmaking that they don't do anymore. Like when the phone rings and they would walk three rooms, pick up the phone, have a full phone call, put it down, and walk back three rooms.
Right.
In the last 30 years, they've really mastered cutting all that useless bullshit out.
Not in
like
this
all you
one,
need
baby.
Right now is a narration to be like, and there he stayed for... many moons or whatever.
He's dumping gasoline in real time on it too. Isn't that nice? Drags his wife up so she doesn't burn.
She's dead. What do you care? Unless maybe he checked her. Maybe she's not dead.
Can't hear it real well, but he's like cursing the house right now.
This movie, though, also being named Leprechaun, really kind of stole it from anybody else from trying to make a scary Leprechaun movie. Because this movie isn't really scary.
No, this is a comedy through and through.
Do you think it was meant to be? Or do you think it's just the fact that it's like it's hard to make little things scary? I mean, we did an episode about tiny terrors.
Oh, that's right.
And they're never really that scary.
No.
They are just always kind of a joke.
The one in Cat's Eye is kind of scary, but...
Like, imagine Critters if Critters was actually scary. I mean, I think it's funner that it's funny.
I like Critters. I was really scared of it when I was a child, but I was also scared of this movie when I was a child.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See, I think the concept that it was a horror movie is what terrified me more than once, you know, I was like, oh, it's a horror movie. It must be scary. And then once I watched it, I was like, this is stupid as fuck. This isn't scary.
I think so. There used to be a video rental chain called Suncoast Video. Do you remember this?
Yep. Yes, sir.
We rented the third one from Suncoast Video, and we rented Barb Wire at the same time. And then Suncoast went out of business. So we just had these two movies, Leprechaun 3 and Barb Wire, and I watched them over and over and over again for different reasons. And, yeah, I was a little kid, and Leprechaun 3 scared the shit out of me. There's a point where someone wants to be beautiful, so he makes her lips and her ass inflate until she explodes. And that really fucked with me when I was a kid.
I mean, does the rest of this franchise really just turn into a tit flicks? Or is there not much nudity? Because, I mean, if not, that's a missed opportunity.
I don't think there's that many tits in this franchise.
Yeah. I mean, there definitely isn't in this one.
What'd you say?
93, really?
Yep.
I would have said 91. I believe I did.
Yep. Nope. 93. Yeah, the third one is when he goes to Vegas. Look at her. This is before she started taking adrenochrome and eating babies.
I mean, she doesn't, besides the hair, she doesn't really look that different.
No, she's fucking 60 now, and she looks exactly the same as she does in this video, where she's like 21.
Yeah, I mean, people say she got a nose job, which I'm sure she definitely got a little bit of, you know, whatever they do in there, but I mean, she's still gorgeous.
Yeah, the back end of that dress is pretty great.
It sure is. Speaking of barbed wire, though, those were the days when Pam Anderson was just the most beautiful thing in the entire world. Now she more resembles this leprechaun.
I never, like, other than that movie, Barbed Wire, I was never really into her because they basically just stapled big rocks to her chest and passed them off as, like, things have advanced since the 90s. Looking back on that is definitely like, oh, I don't know about all this.
Yeah, but it was the times. They all the pretty ladies looked like that. She was just the queen of them all.
When she had the roast on Comedy Central, B. Anthony read a chapter out of her book that's like softcore porno. about getting fucked in the ass. It was so funny.
That's amazing.
But Jennifer Aniston doesn't do that. I just watched the Horrible Bosses movies, both of them back to back. And Jennifer Aniston is like a sex craving, like, slut that just wants to fuck everybody. And it's pretty funny to see this and then see where she goes with her career.
Yeah, I've never seen either of those movies, but I've heard they're very funny.
Oh, they're about as funny as like a movie sitcom can be, you know.
Yeah, who is it? It's Charlie Day,
Sudeikis.
Sudeikis, and who's the other one?
The guy from Ozark.
Jason
Bateman,
yeah.
And Jamie Foxx.
It's so weird. He is
Aniston
like
and Kevin Spacey and just tons of fucking people in that movie.
Jason Bateman is so much older than the people they always put him with.
Usually, yeah.
Like, he's got to be a good 10 years older than Charlie Day and Jason Sudeikis.
He also doesn't age.
He doesn't. No, he looks great. And he looks the same age, but he's not the same age. He was in Teen Wolf 2 in, like, 1989 as a fucking, like, college student.
Really? That's crazy. Yeah. So, I don't know what's going on with... Wait a second. Is that her cell phone? A 1993 flip phone? What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, it's ridiculous that she even has a cell phone. Cell phone probably costs more than this piece of shit house she's standing in front of. Look at this guy.
It looks like a fucking vape.
It does look like a vape, yeah. She's about to fucking choo-choo a big cloud of smoke out of her mouth.
She's going to be ripping cotton. She's paying him because she bumped into him. And he's like,
if she's
cool,
like a
bucks.
Rich girl, why the fuck are they living in this shithole?
Her dad inherited it.
It's weird that she definitely has 90s hair, but this guy is what guys now look like. They've reverted back.
That's true.
Most young guys I see now, they have long hair. Even though this guy, look at him. He's got to be, what, 19? He looks older than the two of us.
Right. He still has baby face, like, where his proportions haven't quite grown out yet, I feel like. But he also has 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah.
He just said, not many guys are afraid of houses.
I would widen that to say not many people are afraid of houses.
She's like,
you're not supposed
really?
To be scared of them.
Yeah, it's like a place of luxury and safety.
This dad's beard is very off-putting. It just looks like he ran into those cobwebs in the basement and didn't brush them off his face.
He's got the same facial hair as Stephen Lang. Stephen Lang fucking rules. He looks like if Stephen Lang and the guy from Walking Dead and Slither.
Rick.
No,
Slither. Oh, yep. I know. Yeah, Michael Rooker.
Michael Rooker, yeah. He looks like if they had a baby.
Who was the other guy? Stephen what?
Stephen Lang.
Lang. I'm thinking of the other Lang. Oh, yes, from Avatar. Yeah.
There's always a kid with a slingshot and a hat.
And in the late 80s, early 90s, a slightly mentally challenged older man friend.
Yep. Perfect combo.
He was also in Teen Wolf. He's in the first Teen Wolf.
Is he?
He plays Chubbs.
I've never seen either of those movies.
No, the first one's good. Teen Wolf 2, surprisingly, not 2 as in the number. Teen Wolf, T-O-O, as in also, also a Teen Wolf.
He's got a 49ers hat. They haven't changed their logo since 93?
Nah. That little kid was in a ton of shit at this time, too.
Dustin checks in?
No, Dustin checks in as the kid from the Santa Claus.
Mm.
This kid was in Forever Young, which was a Mel Gibson movie. Where he kind of gets Captain America'd.
Yeah.
He gets put in like a machine that like freezes him. He was also in, I think he was in Radio Flyer, which is a great movie with Tom Hanks about like getting an abusive stepdad and then trying to escape your life. It was a coming of age tale. Hmm. Who is she serving juice to in the basement?
I think her dad. Nah, it's probably the dude.
Look at, you can't be socks. Ritzy and literally throwing money at your problems and also be domesticated where it's like, yeah, no, I know that you serve drinks on trays. He's just been sleeping in this box for 10 years. He'd be mad, madder than he already is.
The four-leaf clover was holding him in, and then her dad knocked it off or something. So he should pop up out of nowhere at some point.
He's going to bust out of it like the Incredible Hulk. Oh, that woke him up.
This dude just dropped shit from the ceiling of a basement?
I was watching you from the rafters. He's popped down like Spider-Man.
From a basement. They're halfway, like, as tall as the stairs, just standing up, but he fell from above. She wants to fucking ride that muscly man.
Yeah, she definitely would.
That's what it's all about. She's trying to impress him right now by being in the basement that she's scared of.
She already threw money at him.
She did.
What else is there to do to impress him? He's poor hillbilly trash. Look at his beautiful face. He's clearly hillbilly trash.
Do you know how to hammer?
She about to get jackhammered over this fucking crate here.
She's trying. She's changed her outfit.
Sounds like Uzi. I guess Uzi must be this. Or Ozzy? Looked like Uzi on the screen. Someone's out there firing gats in the air.
I am going to turn on the subtitles. It seems like a great idea.
I have no idea where these people came from. Does the man boy work for the purple shirted hunk?
Hard to say.
Is this his help and then this random child is just kicking it?
I don't know. I feel like it's like boy is her brother. And that guy is their slow friend.
You would clean the entire house and get rid of all the cobwebs before you'd start painting the outside.
Yeah.
Look, everything has cobwebs on it. I mean, even there was a lot more detail on the leprechaun's face in that last shot than you can even really see. He had cobwebs across his, like, eyes.
He was sleepy.
Like, that's a lot of detail that didn't really get picked up by the camera.
He, like... showered? This dude showered in his clothing?
Yeah, how many cobwebs had to have been in that shower?
Where'd you get the towel? Did they come prepared with towels?
How are your clothes dry? What is happening?
He's got some pretty nice chucks on.
He's kind of dressed like Mario when he gets firepower.
Chucks were like the pinnacle of fashion in 1993. And this,
they look cool, but God, they're uncomfortable.
They're so uncomfortable.
They're nothing to them. They're cold because they're not the material's not durable enough. And they're so flat-footed and shitty rubber-soled that your feet hurt.
Exactly. Like, I wore a pair of Chucks for like years. And by the time I put on other shoes, I was like, oh, this is the worst.
Oh, there it goes. There it goes. The four-leaf clover. Because it won't keep him in the box being closer to him now.
Yeah, right.
Like, what? He can break out of the top now because the four-leaf clover is on the ground? Why didn't he just break out the side when the four-leaf clover was on the top? Has he got a pipe?
He's going to fucking spark up very first thing he's doing. And he's going to eat a desert spider.
That was a big cricket. I haven't eaten in 10 years.
That's 10 years worth of spider webs?
If you're okay with eating bugs, plenty of spiders would have gotten into that box.
One would think. Can't you tell from my shoes? I'm a leprechaun.
He's like, speaking of shoes, you got some nice shoes.
Oh, that's why he's got nice shoes. It's just for this scene.
You can't shine, Chuck Taylors.
Yeah.
He's gonna bite his fucking ear off.
You know who the even fight would have been? Is Leprechaun versus Troll, because they're virtually the same powers.
Troll is garbage, though.
So is this movie. It's the perfect combination.
It is true.
The first Troll isn't near as bad as the second. Huh?
Leprechaun Returns is the movie that I was speaking of before we got on, where it's like a... It's a sequel to only this one, and all the other ones don't exist.
Really?
And this slow man returns for that.
Does he?
Yeah. And I believe that's how the leprechaun returns. He somehow he's inside of his stomach, and he like cuts his way out from the inside. I've seen that bit.
So is Ozzy Andy Richter? Because it looks like him, but it's not him, right?
No, yeah, he does look like Andy Richter. No, this guy was in stuff at the time. Like I said, he was in Teen Wolf. He was in Pee-wee's Big Adventure. He was the fat guy of the time. There was always a fat guy in comedy movies.
He was the low budget fat guy of the time because the fat guy of the time was Chris Farley.
Yeah. I mean, at this time, the fat guy was John Candy, and then he died like the next year.
I guess that's true. Maybe we had a few fat guys at one point.
Oh, yeah. I mean, late 80s, early 90s, there was fat guys everywhere. This guy, he played... who was the serial killer that would dress like a clown?
I don't know what you're talking about. That was the funniest
Gacy?
Thing I've ever heard.
Is it John Wayne Gacy?
Yes, this guy definitely could play John Wayne Gacy.
He did. He did play John Wayne Gacy in a movie.
There were all kinds of fat guys in the late 80s.
Yeah, there was.
It was a fucking epidemic.
We were lazy with fat guys. Little did anyone know it would become our future.
Simpsons did it.
This guy doesn't even look all that fat to today's standards.
Yeah. He could host a late night TV show.
Absolutely. How he convinced these three to be like, there's a fucking leprechaun in the basement. And they were just like, I guess he's telling the truth. We better check this out. The little kid's dressed like a My Buddy doll that looks exactly like Chucky.
I feel like this movie was made to cross over with something. Like, they're intentionally putting all kinds of shit in here that everyone else uses, I feel like.
Yeah, well, 93... This was, yeah, I mean, Chucky was at its, like, peak at this time, so this was all the Tiny Terrors.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Tiny Terrors really became big. There were some in the early 80s, but I feel like late 80s into the early 90s, they were everywhere.
Demonic some toys critters. And fucking Puppet Master and shit.
Like, there's definitely not a leprechaun in here. We looked in one spot. You're crazy. Why is she just hanging out with these people?
Rainbow? Oh.
A rainbow that's only three colors. It's supposed to have every color.
Is he the one who's going to figure everything out in the end?
No, I think the kid is technically...
Usually it's the
like,
kid in movies like
our
this.
Protagonist, but it's weird because... Jennifer Aniston's supposed to be the main character, but she doesn't really do anything in this movie.
She just stands with her back facing the camera a lot.
Yeah. She is used for exactly what she is meant to be in this movie. Eye candy.
Yeah, that's a very padded bra. It's fantastic. In 93, I feel like that car was only like 20 years old.
And why did he hid the gold? The old man at the beginning, he came back in from being outside and was like, I hid the gold, we're rich. It's like, well, if you to be rich you have to actually have it, sir. What, hiding it's not going to do you any good.
Well, he wasn't going to cash it in the middle of the night.
Like, I hid $1 million, I'm rich.
It's a little hideaway. Oh, yeah. You see the light just keeps catching that gold coin.
He found one. What, he hide it all over the place?
Yeah, it's like an Easter egg hunt. St. Patrick's Day. What is St. Patrick's Day? Like, why do we drink green beer today?
I mean, I'm sure it's very different in Ireland than it is here, and I'm sure they hate us for it. Oh, how did the bag magically appear? The old man had magic powers to make the bag disappear?
The bag is magic, stupid. Why didn't you think of that?
Let me look it up.
Finders keepers. This is our gold now.
St. Patrick is the patron saint of Ireland, brought to the Emerald Isles when he was kidnapped and enslaved. Well, that doesn't sound very good.
It's like Harriet Tubman.
Though he eventually escaped, he returned and advanced Christianity throughout the island.
Oh, so it's a religious holiday. That's why we drink green beer. Okay, so he's going to keep one, and he's giving the rest to him and told him to go hide it the best he can. Just put it back in the truck. It seemed to be working for a while.
This article on history.com, which is the History Channel's website, says, are leprechauns real?
My mom thinks leprechauns are real. She thinks giants are real. Like, she's into all
giants.
Of that. Yeah. Giants were an ancient people.
I thought it had something to do with snakes. Like driving snakes out of Ireland.
I mean, maybe that's metaphorical for anyone who's not Christian.
It has long been recounted that during his mission in Ireland, St. Patrick once stood on the hilltop and with only a wooden staff by his side, banished all the snakes from Ireland. Oh, that does sound like a very Christian thing to say.
I saw a pretty funny meme today where it was the guy from that Tom Hanks movie. He's like, look at me. I am Irish now.
It says, in fact, the island's nation was never home to any snakes. The banishing of snakes was really a metaphor for the eradication of pagan ideology from Ireland and the triumph of Christianity.
Whoa, this guy just taught Jennifer Aniston how to paint vertically, and he went, whoa, I think you've got it.
You know how you talk to hot chicks when they seem interested in what you're saying. You gotta really pump that up.
They always have stray paint on them, too. Like, they're like, we're going to place paint randomly on Jennifer Aniston's arm. Oh, he's trying to look up her skirt? Oh,
yeah, he's trying to get an upskirt shot.
But she's got shorts on.
She's kind of dressed like the Pink Power Ranger. Look at her.
Are you kidding me? That didn't shock the fuck out of her. He's caressing her with pointy-ass nails.
Yeah, he's got wrinkly hands and 3-inch fingernails. Why would he have crawled under the truck and be petting your ankles?
Because he likes feet. I mean,
he scratched it.
I'd pet Jennifer Aniston's ankles if she wanted.
I thought you were rubbing my leg.
He's like, why would I do that?
It's just a pot. You think a possum was caressing your leg?
We gotta get these cuts cleaned up. Let me take a sucky suck on these legs.
She's like, I know what it feels when a man caresses your leg. The dad's like, you do? It was a cat. You know, a cat lovingly and provocatively caresses your leg before scratching you.
Cats do that.
Oh, yeah, with their head. not with man fingers.
This dude's just reaching his hand in a hole.
And saying, here, kitty, kitty. Not the first time he's done
Jesus
that.
Christ.
Jesus!
You bit the fuck out of that dude's hand.
That was the worst wound I've ever seen. Holy shit.
Oh, they're called three guys that paint. So the little boy and the slow man all work with the painter.
Great writing. Three guys that paint. took a writer's room to figure that one out.
And the kid is the mechanic of the group.
Yeah, you better get this car going. That guy's going to bleed to death. Why is there paint all over the car? That's not good advertising.
No, not at all. Look, all covered
look
in
how
paint.
Sloppy we are. The grill has paint on.
So everybody's left. And now the leprechaun is riding a bicycle.
Sped up footage.
Imagine how insulting it would be. Like, Warwick Davis, award-winning actor, please get on this tricycle and just pedal around for a while.
Yeah, I mean, that scene really probably took 5 minutes. They really sped that up.
Yeah.
I mean, how does the dad not lose his entire arm here? I mean, what sort of germs have to be in that leprechaun's mouth?
He's trying to go in a collectible shop. These guys are my people, dude.
Yeah, he's like, look at this. I've seen Pawn Stars. He's going to be like, best I can do is $15. This gold coin's worth $1.2 million. Best I can do is 15. I have to turn a profit. That show drives me insane. I'd be like, this thing's worth $25,000. Oh, okay, I'll take like $20,000 for it. No, best I can do is two. I have to make a profit.
Right.
It's like, yeah, you don't have to make a 900% profit.
That's capitalism, baby.
It could be priceless. No, it can't be priceless. It's a metal coin. It's worth whatever
price.
The weight of the specific metal it's made out of is.
You remember a couple months... Wait.
Slow man goes, any chance you think that might have been made by a leprechaun? that was a good one.
I don't even remember what I was going to talk about. Oh, do you remember a couple months ago, $2 bills were worth like $8 bajillion?
No.
You don't? There was like a phase there where $2 bills, like one of them sold for like $8,000. And so
oh, really?
It was like everyone who had $2 bills started listing them online for like $500+ a piece. Because that was like an early $2 bill. But yeah, on eBay, you could see all kinds of $2 bills were selling for hundreds of dollars. So I was like, hell yeah. And I'm hard to explain, but a relative who is 17 years old is in my house. And he's like, yeah, I just keep all the $2 bills on me. And I was like, bro, they're going to be worth so much money. And we went on eBay and they're worth $3.
Oh,
they used to be worth 500 like a couple weeks ago. It's like Bitcoin.
Oh, the tricycle has appeared. This guy looks like he is in makeup. Like, he looks like he's in a fat suit and a wig. Like, he doesn't look like a normal person. He looks like Gary Busey, and they made him up to look weird. He is not questioning this at all.
He also doesn't have his third part of his suspenders attached in the back.
He's just casually looking around his store. He's like, huh, a fucking tricycle just got thrown at you, sir. He's going to be in the safe?
There he is.
I want my gold coin.
He's a biter.
Oh, my Christ. St. Patrick, help us. That should have been his fucking arch nemesis, St. Patrick. St. Patrick gets resurrected at the end of the movie and it fucking takes over the slow man's body. Oh, yes, I remember this.
So this is about creative kills now, finally. It's not just biting.
Yes. Why did this have to be slowed down? Why are you slowing everything down and speeding it up? He's pogoing this man to death with a pogo stick. Why his face is getting more and more beat up when he's pogoing on his chest? I have no idea.
He hates his shoes. He's like,
he's cleaning his shoes.
These are Hey Dudes in 1993.
Those are moccasins. There, shiny a night. You only did one, and you did it for half a second.
Covered in blood, but he got one of his coins back.
Yeah, one out of 100.
Oh, he's trading up for a toy.
Upgrade. It's like Grand Theft Auto. It is.
Toy Cadillac.
He should stop on the way and beat up a hooker. It's Grand Theft Auto.
Dude,
that's what you do.
The guy's hat has a rainbow on it. That was a different hat back then than it is now.
Oh, you don't think he was for the cause or whatever?
I mean, he did put
off...
very
progressive at this truck stop in 1993.
He did look like one of the village people, though.
He just said that they're kids. He accepts the large man as a child. Why doesn't he just appear... If he knew that that man had his coin, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he can clearly teleport. A, why is...
Sorry. Oh, he has a vacuum in his fucking car. Anyway, why didn't he just teleport and get the coin?
Like, why is he driving? Why is he riding a tricycle? Just teleport wherever you want to. He just nightcrawlered his way into a fucking safe. Why does he need to drive around? Why doesn't he just teleport to exactly where his bag of coins is, slit that kid's fucking throat, and take his coins back?
You know, I don't think they thought of that when they made this movie. They were just like, look at my son's toy car. What if a leprechaun got in it? Genius. $1 million idea.
Also, how did Jameson guy even get his coins?
He said he won a bet.
He was just like,
I
have coins now. Leprechaun bet his whole fucking stack?
He had a whole...
His most prized possession? 100 coins?
He had a cauldron of them. I think it was 100 coins. It's just some of it.
Oh, this scene would be very different today. I don't answer questions. Why are you stopping me? I don't answer questions. I'm not rolling my window down. No, I won't put my phone down. I'm recording this. Oh, shit. He's going to rip his face off.
He sees no value in guns.
What'd you think he was going to do? Oh, meatloaf.
I would fucking rock out on some meatloaf right now.
I love meatloaf. My kids don't like gravy, and I just stare at them like, what? How have I failed you?
That's...
I would drink this out of a cup if it was socially acceptable.
It's just really wet flour that they put on mash. Like, it's so good. I love fucking gravy. And it took me a long time. I had to go through white gravy first to learn to love brown gravy.
See, I like it like in the middle there. Like, I like a turkey gravy or chicken gravy.
Oh, yeah, they're good. They're good.
Yeah.
I got the spectrum, but mushroom gravy is great.
See, he just teleported again. Like, why are you even chasing this man? Maybe you lost all your coins, leprechaun, because you lack focus. You're on a fucking mission here. He just looks so silly.
Like, his primary weapons are, like, it's like X and square.
Biting.
Yeah, it's like one's bite, heavy attack, and one's slash, like a light attack. I would think he'd use magic more.
Yeah. Make the trees grab him, suspend him in air, and rip him in half.
Turn him into cereal.
Turn him into gold, yeah.
That's what Lucky Charms is. It's just people. Lucky Charms is people.
Shine a rainbow down on him that melts his skin off.
I feel like...
He should also have some sort of shillelagh he beats people to death with.
2,000%. Or whatever it is that St. Patrick used to drive the snakes out of Ireland.
Definitely a shillelagh. You're holding that backwards, sir. The long part of the nightstick goes against your forearm so you can crack people with it.
I didn't know that. I thought you did it the other way.
No, you hold the small part that's against his arm, you hold that part if you want to swing it like a bat. But if you're holding it by the sideways handle, it goes along your arm like those fucking Asian wooden things.
Yeah, like,
you
know, Batman. Or
well, your stick fight.
Yeah, you stick fight like Batman.
Yeah, or Rambo.
Or Rambo. Batman puts tasers on his fist in addition to doing that, and knives on his arms.
It is true. Why would you throw your only weapon at nothing?
It scared him off.
You know, he's just going to teleport behind him and bite him in the ass or something.
Probably. Grant his fucking wishes and make him sad. Wishmaster style.
You don't have any gold on you, sir? Give me your badge. Be like, check this out, homeboy.
Let me crack open my cell phone that everyone has.
I know you're a mythical creature from 10 years in the past, but look at this newfangled invention. Like, why? Why didn't the beginning of this movie take place in, like, the year 1100?
Right.
Like, why did it take place in 1983? It didn't make any sense. The leprechaun should have had feathered hair at the beginning.
Oh, he's going to pull his head off.
He better.
Boo.
Oh, snapped his neck.
The neck snap was such an important way to dispatch people in the 90s.
Yeah, there are a lot of things at this time that I'm like, oh, those are very likely things. Quicksand.
Right.
Acid rain. Snapping somebody's neck.
I wonder if you counted the number of necks that Pierce Brosnan snapped in the 007 movies that he was in, if you hit triple digits. Because he snapped a lot of fucking necks.
I'll tell you right now, what's her name? Famke Janssen wrapping her legs around your neck and snapping you. That's not a bad way to go.
It could be worse.
Like in the GoldenEye? Yeah, there's much worse ways to die. Oh, he took her shoe off.
Yep, hold that right over your food.
No wonder she thought you were playing with her fucking ankles. Look at you.
Yes.
You went right for those feet.
Her teeth weren't perfect then either. That had to have changed.
Nah, I mean, she wasn't on network TV yet. She got friends and they were like, let's gussy up real quick. Throw this Invisalign in your mouth.
Was she like the quote-unquote hot one? In Friends, like, I assume they had one of those. I've never seen the show.
Oh, really? Yeah. She was definitely, I mean, they were all hot. Phoebe wasn't made out to be hot, but Courtney Cox was just kind of like awkward. Oh, there's some Lucky
there's
Charms.
There's literally Lucky Charms. Hell yeah.
I don't think they're called Lucky Charms in this, though.
Lucky Clovers, yep.
Lucky Clovers. Couldn't get the endorsement. There's a box of Rice Krispies up there, though. It's like, this tastes like shit. Yeah, of course they do. There's four-leaf clover-shaped marshmallows in there. You should be dead.
It burns.
Throat melts out.
He keeps finding...
What are you
like,
looking for?
I feel like he's finding all sorts of useful things, and he's just like, nah.
He's magic.
I'm telling you, this is a comedy. He jumped at himself in the mirror.
Yeah.
He's checking himself out.
If he's magic, why doesn't he make himself look nice? I mean, I guess maybe he seems to like it. He didn't like it at first.
I feel like there's a lot of girls with his eyebrows right now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Drawn on.
Most of them I feel like are aunts.
You know who you are.
I know it.
He's collecting every shoe he can find in the house. He's going to do a little polishing. Because fuck those gold coins.
I like a shiny
shoe. He found some dirty old boots.
Do you think they have shoe shine boys still? Like, is that still a thing?
I've seen shoe shine like chairs in like train stations and stuff. So yeah, I mean, people still do it.
Really?
But only in like cities where there's businessmen that need to look nice all the time.
I have some shoes I need shine. Maybe I should just go down to the train station and get me a shine.
I mean, you could just buy shoe wax at fucking Walmart.
Yeah, but I want the dude to be there with the, like, the long rag thing that he flosses across your shoes and shit.
I mean, this economy, what's a shoe shine cost these days? You used to be able to flick a nickel at somebody. Yeah. Now it probably costs you $25. You'd be
like, here's my Venmo. I'm going to need that digitally, please.
Your shoes cost less than the shine does. He said he was a shoemaker. I don't remember you two having a conversation. She just...
Yeah, he said that he was a shoemaker to the guy, and that's why he shined one of his shoes. But how did everyone get alerted?
No, but he didn't say it to Jennifer Aniston. They haven't met yet. All he did was tickle her ankles, and then...
Yeah, like, how does everyone know there's a leprechaun for real? She walked out, and she came back in and said, it's too dark.
I feel like there's, like, a scene missing. Subtitles say Al hooting. I'm really getting the hang of a broom.
Yep. Look at those walls. That's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, that's not a normal hillbilly's house. That looks like it's in fucking Beetlejuice.
Hellraiser 3 takes place in a rich club owner's house.
That's who this needs to fucking cross over with. The sex demons and the leprechaun. Think of the banter. The dryness of Pinhead versus the witty rapporteur of the leprechaun. These two are like, can we get the fuck out of here? This has nothing to do with us.
Oh, different colored laces. Whew. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. Those are the Nike pumps. See those orange circles?
Oh, yeah.
You know what those are? You pump them up, pump them full of air, make you jump higher, supposedly.
It would be nice to walk on little air pocket. Like, whatever happened to those shoes? Do they still exist or did they pop?
No, I mean, they definitely, yeah, they stopped making those. Probably because it's like, hey, these don't actually do anything.
There's a magical bicycle bell?
It's probably that tricycle he had. He went back for it.
Why does he still have paint on him?
He hasn't showered. The dad's in the ICU. They just left him at the hospital by himself.
This is definitely a comedy. They just, like, cartoon popped up behind him.
Like, they dropped the dad off with a severe hand wound at the hospital in a town they just moved to and was like, we're going to go to the diner and get food, and then we're going to head home. See you later. Imagine all this effort when you were just hired to paint a house. It's 11:30 at night. You're still there. Now you're taking care of some random hot chick and her dad's fucking in a coma.
A bear trap.
Why?
Okay, he put it there. That's at least that.
This motherfucker just ran out like Ashton Kutcher on an episode of Punk'd. He's like, I gotcha. Oh, shit, he's going to cut his leg off.
I have a leprechaun shirt, and I didn't fucking wear it. What is the matter with me?
Wish is going to be very disappointed in
you. I'll wear it for the next one we record today.
That works. The bear trap just fell off of his leg.
And he bit it.
I don't feel like their reactions... We're big enough for a leprechaun running in from off screen and biting this man's leg. They were just like, go get help. Who's the help? There's nobody else around. It's happening.
UFOs have been proven to be real.
Yeah.
How does that mean that the government... He wasn't on the phone.
Oh, shit. This kid's strapped. Don't hit it. Shove the fucking end of the gun in his mouth and pull the trigger.
He did just clip him pretty good. That was square in the chest. He's dead. That's a dead leprechaun. That's the end of the franchise. He doesn't go to the hood. He doesn't go to space.
Credits roll.
Are you serious? You think you can just do that like that? That's not how bear traps work at all.
Yeah, you couldn't, Jennifer.
Definitely not.
You've barely ever cleaned. You've never used a broom. You're going to work a bear trap? Jesus, he's really lighting them up here. Now I'll never get to see him smoke blunts with iced tea.
He just shot the leprechaun 6 times with a shotgun. There shouldn't be a leprechaun anymore. And then he disappeared? Yeah, that's what it should look like. Sinew.
Your leg, look at it. Like, yeah, bitch, I know. I just got bit by a bear trap and a fucking leprechaun. I know my leg's fucked up.
She's like, oh no. They had 1 can of paint for everybody to get a little bit of paint on them.
I don't think any of these people are shocked enough that there's a fucking leprechaun running around.
Of course not.
He said there was a leprechaun, and they were like, nah. And then they finally saw it, and they're like, yeah, I guess. Did the thing look like a leprechaun to you?
No one is just confirming. He will move forward from this if you just confirm.
Yeah, he's clearly autistic. He's trapped in a spiral in his mind. You have to answer his question here. It's got to be dead. It's a fucking leprechaun.
Well, that's a weird way to open a fridge. Oh my god, I used to have those little vents on my ice maker in the 90s. Holy shit, I forgot all about those.
They're like, come on, we'll bring you to the infectious disease ward of the hospital as well. I'm sure they just pronounced my father dead, but hopefully we get you there in time. And why do they keep taking the piece of shit truck? They have a brand new Jeep right there. Take that.
Because it says 3 guys that paint on the side of it, and they want to make sure you didn't miss that joke.
Yes, but there's 4 of you, and this truck only sits 3. The Jeep comfortably sits 4. You know what to do, kid. Get out there by yourself. None of the adults know what a distributor cap looks like.
I don't know what a distributor cap looks like.
I mean, it's easy enough to explain if the child can do it. And why does he have to go out there alone? Go out there with him and make sure he's okay while he does it. There is a small thing out there biting everybody that walks around. Oh my god!
He bit the car! Roll them as fast as you can.
She locked the door before she rolled the window.
Not how windshield
works. See, he's teleporting all over the place.
He's fighting him off with a paintbrush. Bit his
ear. I bit his ear.
He's gonna make some shoes out of it.
Now just imagine he had a stick.
Burning with the cigarette lighter. Also not a common thing anymore.
It is weird that the port for it still exists, but most cars don't have the lighter part. I burned my finger so bad with those as a kid.
Yeah, I bet.
You couldn't help it. Couldn't help but be like, yeah, what's this going to do?
I pulled it out.
And oh, searing pain.
I just looked closely at it and was like, I don't want anything to do with this.
I maced my hand in my mom's purse once, too.
Oh, Jesus.
Because I thought it only worked in your eyeballs.
That didn't go great for you, did it?
Nope, my hand burned for about 4 hours.
About your fucking eyes. Oh, no.
It didn't get in my eyes.
He's got a derby fucking... go-kart.
Flip the truck.
It's got a pitchfork on the end of it.
He just drove out of the barn in some vehicle he just put together in about 5 seconds. That's the size of a kid's go-kart with a pitchfork on it. He ran into a full-size truck, and the truck flipped the fuck over and landed right side up, meaning we couldn't afford the budget to flip it twice, so we just parked it here for this scene.
That was before cars were made to crunch.
They teleported now. They teleported. He's like, where the fuck did they go?
They're going back in the house to continue the conflict instead of leave?
He found them. There was no scene of him finding them.
They did just run through wide open space. They cut his hand off at the door.
She's like, holy shit!
Claymation!
He's reacting more shocked and astounded by the fact that his arm got cut off than they are by the fact that a fucking leprechaun exists. He's gonna slap that bad boy right back on there.
For sure. Isn't he supposed to grant wishes, or is that a genie?
That's a genie, but he does, I think he does, if you have his coins, he's supposed to grant wishes, I don't know, sure.
Was Rumpelstiltskin a leprechaun?
No, he's not a leprechaun. I don't know what he is supposed to be. I think Warwick Davis also did a Rumpelstiltskin movie.
Did he? I would believe it. Missed opportunity if he didn't.
There was a Snow White horror movie in the 90s with Sigourney Weaver.
And Robert De Niro, yeah. Or no, he was in the Frankenstein remake.
He was Frankenstein,
I liked the Snow White horror film when I was a kid.
All I remember is the poster.
I remember little people dying, and I remember blood filling up snow in the opening scene because a woman, like, some monster rips a woman apart. I think it might even be wolves, and she was pregnant, and then there's blood in the snow.
Yeah, we can watch that sometime. I'm down for
that.
Yeah,
I didn't remember it existed until right now, and now I'm remembering it.
Speaking of blood, another commentary track we're going to bring you soon is me and Miles are going to, I'm going to go see Miles soon.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we're in person, we're going to record a commentary for Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Yes, sir. Everybody stay tuned.
For the anticipated release of Blood and Honey Part 2.
Part 2 looks
Which I can't
lot
believe
better.
It didn't just get like a new subtitle. Like, it's not called Winnie the Pooh something else. It's the full title, and they just slapped the number 2 at the end of it.
Do you realize that all those other ones that are supposed to be in the same universe have come out, and there's been no there's been no hype for Evil Grinch.
Are they supposed to? I don't know if they're supposed to be in the same universe or not.
I know they were going for that with, like, Peter Pan and Bambi. They were supposed to be in the same universe.
Yeah, I think the Bambi one is going to be in the same universe as Blood and Honey. But the Blood and Honey 2 definitely looks a lot better than the first one.
I mean, the first one looked pretty cool in a commercial in that, like, they looked like it'd have good special effects. Practical, but...
No good.
You'll see.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, so I'm going into this blind.
As far as shitty movies and how meta they are, it's got some stuff going for it. We'll talk about it then. Anyway, he's like, I want to help Ozzy, and she said, you can't fix Ozzy's brain.
There's no helping this man.
Oh, they just did a hard cut into this conversation continuing.
It gets, like, real serious. Like, listen, Timmy. Ozzy is mentally challenged. And that's okay.
Soft music swells.
Tears fill his eyes.
She's going to shoot his leg off? Where are you going, bitch?
She's got to get those leprechaun germs out of him.
I think this is one of those horror movies where nobody dies. And like you think everyone dies and they all get up at the end. It's like, Charlie, you rascal.
Wah, wah. She's going, never used a broom before, but I'm supposed to believe that she's going to appropriately use a shotgun.
The last thing they asked her, they were like, you ever used that before? And she said, nope. And she walked out the door with it.
Yeah, she's not going to know what to do after she fires one shot, and one shot's going to put her on her fucking ass.
The 90s were a great time for shorts, though.
Yeah, they were.
She's got to get water from a well that's glowing green.
I mean, she looks like she knows something's down there. She's like, this doesn't seem like a good idea. I wonder what she thinks of this movie. I believe in the return one, the main character is supposed to be her daughter. Oh, they told her where the coins were.
Oh. Fully confirmed, he is a leprechaun.
Yeah, why wouldn't you just give him his coins? Here we go, movie over. Fucking Roll with the Changes needs to start playing. It needs to be a celebration.
Money!
It just goes on a montage that's like narrated.
Starts fucking
Leprechaun's big day out.
He goes to Vegas. It only makes sense.
Just burying his face in a pile of coke.
Smooched her on the cheek, and that is that. You never see pictures of Warwick Davis and Jennifer Aniston together, is all I'm saying.
She's like, it's okay. I gave him his coins. It's all good.
They open the door. He's a giant fucking snake or something.
Oh, that's the cop car he stole. I thought it was new cops. Thought he was going to give up now that he had all his coins.
He doesn't have all of his coins. One of them is still in the Ozzy's pocket.
What's going to happen if he gets them all, though? Like, he's just going to go away?
Hopefully.
Like, it's like, son of a bitch.
Y'all see the leprechaun say, yeah.
I've been tricked. He should. If anyone should have adopted what people think Freddy Krueger is, it should have been the leprechaun. Every other word out of his mouth should be bitch. Like, hey, you stupid bitch, you stole my fucking coin.
I really feel like this one is directed at kids with the exception of the gore.
That's true.
Oh, they put his hand on a hot burner.
He put it there himself. He's gonna flip it like a hamburger.
That's very Freddy Krueger. Why are they sitting down? And why is he walking around with a limp? And why is the leprechaun in the cabinet? And when did he get there?
He's teleporting all over the place. I saw a video the other day that said, despite what people think, Freddy Krueger doesn't actually say bitch all that much. He only said it before Freddy vs. Jason. He only said it 6 times. And in Freddy vs. Jason, he says it 6 times.
If they don't have Leprechaun and Dead by Daylight by now, they really have a missed opportunity. Someone who can just teleport and bite people.
No, I think he was in it. Was he? Yeah.
I really want to learn how to, like, I want to play that game and buy all the DLC and enjoy being alive. But I just, hard to justify.
Yeah, it seems very repetitive. Yeah.
Games that are matches really don't, like, I don't love multiplayer games like that.
No, I would always rather play as the villain. Like when I played Friday the 13th, I hated playing as a counselor. So I always wanted to play as Jason because Jason can actually kill the counselors. You can't kill Jason.
Right.
So if you're a counselor, your only job is to just
survive,
live. Like I could just run the whole time. This motherfucker has gotten shot a lot. Can't teleport out of the way of those bullets, can you?
You want to hear something crazy, Josh? We have fucking 23 minutes left of this movie.
Really? Yeah,
we have 23 fucking... He's been shot at least 5 times. Oh, no, he shot him 6 times
more
at
than
one,
five, yeah.
in one
yeah.
shot.
6 times, Sheriff! What are you waiting for? Start caving his skull in with the baseball bat.
He's dead.
Diddly diddly D, he says.
Diddly diddly D, a leprechaun is me. That's his song.
Talks like Yoda.
All right, I can't make it. I gotta use the restroom. Don't pause it. Keep going.
You're gonna miss the climactic finale.
There's 23 minutes left. We got time.
So many credits. I'll talk us through this. They're now shambling down a hallway looking for a leprechaun. He's on a skateboard, people. He's on a skateboard. This is the same thing that just happened, though. He was popping in and out of the cupboards. And they were like, where is he going to go? It's like whack-a-mole. And then he just whack-a-mole his way across the hallway here. He's in the basement. They know he's in the basement. I think they're going to start shooting through the floor. Sight unseen.
And would you believe it? Absolutely nothing happened while I was gone.
No, the leprechaun rode a skateboard. Thank you very much.
Oh, Jesus.
And now they think he's in the basement, so why wouldn't you put your face down there?
How many shots do they have for that shotgun? They haven't reloaded it a single time.
No, I'm gonna Google and see how many times this motherfucker got shot in this movie.
Somebody give him the rest of his gold, you sons of bitches. Who cares? Give it to him. Jennifer Aniston's already fucking rich.
Yeah, that's true. She's like, oh, you like gold coins. What about paper bills?
His hand came through the phone. That's interesting.
I'm shockingly not getting a definitive answer here.
Well, we got to start the movie over.
No, count it. Run it back, folks. He wants his last gold coin. What did you do? Did they give the slow man the shotgun? Oh, no.
I want to pet the rabbits. Blam!
Is the old man from the beginning still alive? He only had a stroke? Is that what we're being told?
Are we going to get an entire set change?
He did have a stroke, yes. They're going to go see the old man who's still alive, even though I thought he had a heart attack.
He's like, if anyone would know, it's the man who had a stroke 10 years ago. How does everyone remember?
I'm gonna throw all this... Yeah. You didn't think this... I mean, I guess that's why they gave that dialogue to the slow man, to be like, oh, you clearly don't remember this. Oh, there was this old guy that used to talk to me about leprechauns all the time. Where's the kid? They're just leaving him in the house by himself? Like, fend off this leprechaun. We'll be back.
I thought the bottom of Ozzy's wig was sticking out, but instead they just have a headband on him to hold his ear in place.
This guy keeps limping. Like, come on, dude. You're not bit at the hinges or anything. You'd be all right.
I mean, it looks like it hurt. Where's the kid? They're just really going to leave the kid there?
Oh, no. Shoes.
Yeah, go get him, boy. Go get him.
He's like, oh, fuck me. I gotta shine these bitches. I be killing you in a minute.
Throw more boat shoes. How many feet do these people have?
Yeah, this wasn't a three-person job to throw shoes. Just fucking start the car. Oh, she's just going by herself.
Gotcha. And because she's rich and she's a girl, she has a lot of shoes that she brought.
Yeah. Just run around and pick up some of the ones you threw and keep throwing them. Keep them busy forever.
I mean, you ever thrown a ball for a dog for a really long time? It gets pretty exhausting. I mean,
your life doesn't depend on it. True. When you're throwing it for a dog. If you want an aggressive dog. He just teleported to the back of this fucking Jeep.
Yeah, we got to...
He's got rollerblades on now. We saw
his fucking skeleton. Like lightning.
Like, why didn't he just teleport into the passenger seat?
You can't tell me this isn't a comedy. Look at that. There's a leprechaun-shaped hole.
Like, it doesn't make any sense. If you can teleport anywhere, just teleport to the location of your last coin and take it.
I don't know how his echolocation works. So wait, she's going
this
old, to...
this elderly home's definitely going to let you in the middle of the fucking night. That's how visiting hours work.
It's the 90s, bro. You can't stop people like that.
It's true. She's going to give the security guard a little booger sugar to keep him busy.
Room numbers.
It was just written in pen.
There's no paper connected. Oh, there it is. There's a piece under the cap of... Those were all Irish names.
It's that type of hospital, my friend. Old Patrick O'Houlihan's fucking elderly ward.
McGreedy and... But the cop's name is Henderson. They really wanted you to know that. They zoomed in on his name a little bit.
O'Flanagan.
Why are they making this part creepy?
Yeah, it's very scary. Like, there's gonna, like, the elderly man's gonna jump out and be the real villain.
Turns out he's a little person too. Also played by Warwick Davis. Oh no! They did a really bad job on her makeup.
This scene's taking forever. We gotta get this girl some teleportation.
I'm dizzy.
There's clearly a leprechaun-shaped shadow on the wall here. What could it possibly be?
It's mops and a broom.
It's just a janitor's cart. So tense.
He's got the big shoulders of the leprechaun.
He's still drinking a bottle of Jameson. You think a stroke will stop me? Jesus. It is the leprechaun.
Gotcha.
Where's the old man? Oh, he's in wheelchair transportation now.
This is actually really funny.
Anything so he doesn't have to walk.
Except teleport. He'll do anything but teleport to get to where he's going.
Yeah. He's in high speed, she's in normal speed, and he still can't catch her.
He's got wheels. That adrenochrome's got her going.
And she's like casually jogging. He's going full fucking force.
The more she runs, the more those shorts go up her ass, though.
True.
Jesus. And they're made of patches. Close that elevator.
You could have you could have shut any of these doors behind you. Yeah. It's the old man who doesn't even look all that old. It's 10 years later. He looks younger than he did before.
It's like Silence of the Lambs all over again.
She's like, Jesus. Don't touch him. It's like, you have to kill it. She's like, yeah, I've been trying to.
A four-leaf clover is the answer. I feel like they should have done that in reverse, thrown a lot of four-leaf clovers for him to pick up, and then killed him with shoes. They did it in the wrong direction.
Beat him to death with shoes. I know, his death should be like an AA meeting or something.
That Jeep rules, though.
Yeah, I'm driving a Jeep right now. I got a rental because somebody hit my car.
Oh, shit, you still got a rental for that.
Yeah, I still got the Jeep, but it's nice. I like it.
I'll sell you mine.
you went past the house, girly. I've just got to find some grass to find a four-leaf clover. Damn near. Why is it glowing green? I'm going to say it's probably that radioactive one that's emitting that light.
You ever look for four-leaf clovers like that?
Oh, yeah.
They're the best.
I was a bored child in the 90s. Yeah. I used to get kicked out of the house all the time. What else are you going to do without a cell phone?
For me, it was there's only so many times you can play on a playground before you get bored. Oh, no.
They shouldn't?
Why?
Little girls shouldn't look for four-leaf clovers? Why not?
It's a very masculine trait.
Yeah. Don't mansplain to her, leprechaun. She's a strong, powerful woman.
Oh, no. She fell over.
Scissor kick him in the face.
He's trying to get a grip of that booty.
She just fucking arm bars him. This is called a Kimura lock, you little fuck.
Oh, shit, he's in the triangle. Joe Rogan should commentate this movie, though.
That would be amazing. I fucking love Joe Rogan. There's a dead police officer in that car.
Oh, no.
She just locked the door with the windows up down again. Oh, she just night-sticked him through the face.
Green blood.
He broke it off.
Oh, my God.
Why would you break it off? Just pull it out.
Because he's a leprechaun, stupid.
I've had that stuck ever since we talked about doing this. I've had that stuck in my head. The clip from Wayne's World. What? Have you ever seen Wayne's World?
A long time ago.
He's like, I'm the leprechaun. He's like, you're freaking me out, man. He's got a flashlight under his face.
I don't even remember.
Oh, no, he ripped his eyeball out. An eye for an eye, my dear.
Poked it back in. Gross. This is like Jeepers Creepers.
Yep.
Damn.
I thought that was the little kid for a second. I was like, holy shit.
Sometimes these...
Everybody's firing that gun.
Sometimes these shots are super effective, and other times he's just like, I'm fine.
His eyes were wide open. They're really dragging this out. Like, yep. Let's get back to the only patch of grass on our entire land. There has to be a four-leaf clover.
That's what
here.
The green light's for, is to make it look like there's green grass.
Yeah, definitely. And he's like, yeah, found one. Only three.
Son
Way
of
to
a
go,
bitch.
Ozzy.
Fuck that guy. I vote him off the island.
He's going to start swinging this fucking bear trap around like Kratos?
That would be better than what he's actually going to do.
Wraps the chains around his fists.
That would be awesome if he just went full badass.
boy.
Start snapping him in the face as like his finisher X-ray move from Mortal Kombat.
This little kid just by himself with a leprechaun running around.
How long is that pitchfork? Holy shit. Just kept going.
Nothing but weed. Damn it. We're looking for four-leaf clovers.
Why is there so much opium here?
This is California, Kush. Bahama Mama, I'm looking for a four-leaf clover. She's one step away from dropping the R word on this guy. She is losing her patience. Oh, she got one. Oh, now there's a light from heaven. Look at that.
That is the only thing it required was for her to admit to him that she found that he's a leprechaun. They've seen it and known it, but they wouldn't tell him he was right all this time.
Yeah.
Those sons of bitches.
It's like, oh, fuck. Yeah, Leprechaun's gonna push this kid's face into that bear trap. Oh, fuck. He swept the leg, Karate Kid style. Oh, Jesus.
Don't miss with Lenny.
Oh, no. It's gold coins in his tummy. The gun's jammed? Grab him! He said, how's your leg? And kicked him.
Why can't he just be patient? Wait for this dude to poop it out. Like, we've established where it is. He's gonna just give him a little time.
Why don't they teleport into his stomach and just rip it out? He's slashing him with the belt buckle. Should have taken the belt buckle off of his hat, not his shoe. Oh. He's got the four-leaf clover.
He's going to slingshot it.
Balled it up in some gum. It's like Bart Simpson, motherfucker.
He used their F-word.
Fuck you, Lucky Charms.
They got the only F-word they're allowed to use in there.
They should have the special man say it. So if that kills a leprechaun, right, how have we gotten 8 more films?
That gold coin's going to resurrect him once he takes a dump.
Oh, yeah, he's at 99. Maybe it's like Mario. He goes down to 98 lives. He's melting. Gremlin style.
Wow, he's...
Jesus.
He really is dissolving there. They made a mistake by putting all that green electricity on him. They should have let us see what grossness there was.
And now he's gone into your drinking water. That surely won't affect you.
I did a smart thing, didn't I?
You're really smart, Ozzy. You just hung in there and took that ass whooping. Dies.
Nope, it's not over yet, motherfucker.
I'm still here, motherfucker. See, he should be swearing his head off. He should have, like, super demon voice.
Why is he having such a hard... Oh, his gasoline's the answer again.
Yep. It wasn't actually the four-leaf clover. It's fire.
It's like that scene
in... pour this into your drinking water as well. It's like... some gasoline.
It's like that scene in Batman 2 when he throws the grenade down the fucking well and kills the guy.
Yep, that wouldn't go out. Explosion! That's how gasoline works.
Fucking mushroom cloud.
Is it over? For now. I'm sure that's going to be a line in here somewhere. Still burning. A little bit of gasoline. Now the cops show up. Who called them now? Like, hey, there's really a leprechaun this time.
I wonder if you know how they live in Tokyo.
I'll not rest till I have my gold. Curse this well. That my soul shall dwell till I find me magic that breaks me spell. So he's just down there plotting. So it didn't kill him. So a four-leaf clover doesn't kill a leprechaun.
No, it just makes him sleepy. Next up is the Leprechaun 3. What about Leprechaun 2? You have it on there.
Mine says Leprechaun 2. Oh, Warwick Davis, top billing over Jennifer Aniston. You would never see that these days.
Nope. Not at all. Unless Warwick started eating babies.
So what did you think? Well, after revisiting, now the movie's over, folks. What did you think, Miles?
It was a very silly movie.
It was very silly. Not scary.
No, it's Looney Tunes' spiritual child.
Should we ever take a crack at any of the other ones? Should we travel to Da Hood?
I think Da Hood and Space are both going to be worth a little look-see.
Space. I say if we do it, we do them out of order. We just sprinkle a rando in once in a while.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. They're supposed to be standalone, right? Or they wouldn't have a number on them.
Sure. Hell yeah. Yeah. I thought it was. It's a fun time. It's always a fun. I think when you have movies like this where they are clearly dumb, it helps.
Yeah.
It's a little sugar to help the medicine go down. Like, it's like, clearly I'm not supposed to take this seriously.
I feel like there's long swaths of nothing happening in it intentionally for people to do what we just did, is just make fun of how dumb it is.
Yeah. I mean, if you sat back and puffed a hooter, you'd fucking be laughing your ass off at this silly bullshit. So, but yeah. Yeah, no, it was a good time. Good fun. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. I hope you're glad we're back. We're definitely going to try to get back onto a regular recording schedule. Life is just very busy. We both work a ton.
Yes.
So it's hard, but we're going to try to start banking them. That's the best way to do it. If we can get some in the bank, it'll be easier to put them out. So, and we'll do commentaries once in a while, which are definitely a lot easier to record and edit.
That's no joke. What are we going to rate this bad boy? What's our rating system?
Clovers?
100% four-leaf clovers.
Or gold coins.
Or shoe shines. But clovers wins. Yeah, how many clovers are you giving this bad guy?
Let's see. On a fun scale, I'll give it like a 3.5, but as a movie, I give it like a 2.
Yeah, I mean, 2 might be generous, but Kakoa Shaw wants nothing to do with this movie.
Nah, no, he sure doesn't.
Like, I feel like Evil Bong is one of the modern equivalents of this movie. It just is like when it gets released and how much media is saturated versus in 1993.
Yeah, I think the production quality is a step above on these. And at least Warwick Davis is a competent enough actor that he is able to put a fun like character to it.
I guess that's true, yeah.
He's not the dead-eyed, fucking useless wannabe actors that we get in most B-movies.
Yes. It's because he eats the babies. I don't know why I'm on Eat the Babies. It's just fun.
Hollywood elite, Warwick Davis, Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, yeah, so there you have it, folks. That's our that's our program for today. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Drive your own snakes places, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, whip out your stick and drive some snakes away.
So, yeah, speaking of snakes, we have a website that makes merch for us that we get a little bit of money for. Not much, a little bit. It's honhpod.threadless.com. Get yourself a Kakoa Shaw shirt and smile because it's great.
Yeah, if you want to reach out to us on social media, let us know what movies you'd like to see us do commentaries to, or just episodes where you'd like to hear us review movies. Let us give us some ideas on all social media. We are at HonHPod on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Until next time, folks, remember life is tough, so why not get high on horror?